More than a quarter of the U.S. Senate introduces a new bill to impose fresh sanctions on Iran. The bill is sponsored by 13 Democrats and 13 Republicans. They say the sanctions will be slapped against Iran if the country breaches the terms of last month's Geneva deal. The draft also forces the U.S. administration to support Israel militarily, diplomatically, and economically in case Tel Aviv decides to launch an attack against Iran's nuclear energy program. Congress has recently tripled the U.S. government's requested aid for Israel. Meanwhile, the White House has highlighted the use of diplomacy as a suitable approach for resolving Iran's nuclear issue. The motion to concur.
And what we believe could be damaging and disruptive to the diplomatic effort here are new sanctions. We don't believe it will be enacted. We certainly know it's not necessary. If it were to pass, the president would veto it.
Carney says Washington wants to give diplomacy a chance, and attempts by Congress to pass sanctions against Iran undermine diplomacy. Meanwhile, 10 Democratic senators have written a letter opposing the new bipartisan Iran sanctions bill. Iran has frequently said it will retreat from the Geneva deal if any new sanctions are imposed against it. To discuss that further, and I joined with Mr. Stephen Lendman, who is an author and radio host, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Chicago. Mr. Lendman, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Now, how should we see this game that is apparently being played of good cop versus bad cop between the White House and the Congress and Senate?
Well, Kyle, there are really only bad cops in America. You've got the House, you've got the Republican and Democrat senators in Congress. You've got close to unanimity in the House, not exactly unanimity, but last July, the House passed more Iran sanctions that the Senate so far has not followed through on. And the vote, if I remember it, was something like 400 plus in favor of more sanctions and about 20 against the sanctions. As far as the White House is concerned with Carr, Jay Carney speaks for Obama, of course, and he speaks with forked tongue. Obama already imposed more sanctions on Iran after the Geneva deal. So he's already plunged a dagger in the back of Geneva. And I saw a cartoon with an image of a man bending over representing the P5 plus one countries and a dagger plunged into the back of this man and the handle draped with the U.S. flag. Well, Obama did this himself by imposing new sanctions on Iranian companies, on European and Asian ones, for supposedly breaking the U.S.-Iran sanctions. Well, the sanctions are illegal. Everybody should break the sanctions. I don't know what these companies did or didn't do, but the sanctions are illegal. Obama has already breached Geneva. I think your officials know that very well. And now we've got the Senate coming up with this Iran Nuclear Weapon Free Act. Iran Nuclear Weapon Free Act. I mean, I have to restrain myself from laughing to see this thing. So the sanctions would be imposed if, quote unquote, Iran breaches Geneva. Well, what about if America breaches Geneva? Nothing said about that.
Indeed. So, Mr. Lendman, what does this say then about the U.S. intentions going into these talks, as Iran and the P5 plus one group are working towards a comprehensive deal?
I truly believe that a bipartisan group of senators and House members, along with the Obama administration, are doing everything they can to see to it that whatever was agreed on in Geneva, and of course it's an interim agreement that would last 6 months once an official start date is issued, which probably will be around January 1, or maybe sooner, but let's say January 1. And then at the end of that period, the idea is to get a permanent agreement. I think Obama and Congress both are going all out to assure this does not happen because, as I've said many times on Press TV, the issue of Iran's nuclear program is a red herring. It simply is, it's a non-issue because it's well known in America that Iran's program is peaceful. U.S. intelligence says so every year. They have annual reports. So the issue with Iran is really a sovereign, independent government, and Washington wants a government, a pro-Western government that it controls. That's the only issue. If Iran had no nuclear program, another pretext would be invented to go after and vilify Iran. And that's what's going on. And that's what's happening with the sanctions, with what's happening right now in Congress, with these 26 new senators doing what they're doing, and more sanctions imposed by Obama. So I'm very, very skeptical about what I see going forward. I don't see America changing its ways, and I think this really is bad news, not only for Iran, but for the region and for humanity.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Mr. Stephen Lenbin, author and radio host, speaking to us live via Skype from Chicago.